Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. Well, it is Whirly Bird Wednesday. Well, you know, you're probably wondering, well, what is a whirly bird? Where is she getting that from? Where is she coming from? What a whirly bird. Well, think of it this way. You think of the whippoorwill. Have you ever been to Louisiana and heard a whippoorwill bird? Well, let me tell you something. Let me give you a fast life lesson. Really quick, easy, and smooth. Listen, stay with the story. Now, listen, in life, sometimes you have to be a whippoorwill bird. Now, the first time I went down to Louisiana, me and my husband and my brother-in-law, we went down there. And my brother Amos, he says, hey, Adrian, they used to call me Queenie. He said, hey, Queenie. What? Do you hear that sound? I said, yeah, I hear that sound. Well, what is it? He says, oh, that's a whippoorwill bird, as if he was telling me something. I don't know what the hell a whippoorwill bird was. So listen, he's explaining to me. He says, well, in this region, we have a lot of whippoorwill birds. Now listen, it made a sound like you never heard in your life. It made a really strange, odd sound. Well, listen, the life lesson for right now is this. Sometimes in life, you have to be a whippoorwill bird. That means you've got to be different, unique, original. You've got to be who you are, even if you sound like the whippoorwill bird. A lot of times, people don't know what a whippoorwill bird is. But listen, whatever is God put in you, whatever God put in you, whatever talent is in you, it may look different to a whole lot of people. Well, guess what? When you start to function and operate in that talent, they will begin to understand what your shine really is. So listen, it's like this in just 1 6 second. I'm going to try to be very succinct when I say this. God will place the whippoorwill in you, and that is your shine. The shine on your life is the whippoorwill, my darling. So listen, the point is this. You were born with the whippoorwill bird down on the inside of you. That's your gift and your talent. That's your shine, baby. God gave you a shine. God gave everybody a shine. We all have a shine. It's just that a lot of people don't recognize what your shine is. But that's okay. That is okay, because everybody does not belong to your tribe. So listen, you got to run with the shine God gave you. And honey, if you're a whippoorwill bird, just go ahead and make that sound. Just like Molly Durant, she's the female howling wolf. And you go hear that in just one moment. I mean, she got a roar like nothing before. And baby, she got a shine on top of a shine. Well, listen, y'all, I'm broadcast live in the Windy City. It's still, you know, ain't nothing changed. It's still cold around here. All right, it is 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here, the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It's the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Nation International, the hardest working thing. Listen, they working so hard, they exhausted. I got to find an air pump to pump them back up to get back to work. It's just like that. So listen, y'all, listen. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karabatan. And yes, we are being heard all over the world. Indonesia, woo, my goodness, New Zealand, Germany, the UK, and of course, the US. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in, and I really do appreciate it. Now, listen, y'all, listen, Fierce Nation International, I'm getting tired of looking for y'all. I got to keep hand-picking. I got one real good leader over there in East Africa. I'm telling you, boy, it's super bad. He's really good. He's a real leader, and he's a true, but he can get everybody in line. So once I get him, everybody else will get on board. So listen, y'all, got to do this thing. The female howling wolf, she going to howl for us on this afternoon, y'all. Listen, this show is being brought to you and sponsored by Steve Gum, CEO and the founder of Gum Barun. Oh, my goodness, the founder of Gum Barun. You know, I can't keep up with Steve. Yeah, he retired, and he's still working hard, y'all. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. He is working hard, passing out free samples of Gumbo Rum. Yes, he is. All down in Louisiana, all down in Florida and Louisiana. So he is doing this due. Y'all go online. Go online. You can get Gumbo Rum all throughout the United States. CWSpirits.com, CWSpirits.com. Make sure to use the discount code BASIC, B-A-S-I-C, B-A-S-I-C. Now listen, come on, engineer, come on, bump it up, come on, bring the music, come on, bring it. All right. Listen, you guys, if you're on Facebook, I want you to do me a favor. Use the keyword, the fierce female, when the page comes up. Give it a follow, and I really appreciate it. This is episode number 2240. So listen, y'all, Molly. Let me tell you a little bit about her backstory. So Molly Durant is a Los Angeles-based recording artist, singer, songwriter, session vocalist, actor, improvisation, and vocal coach. Her spans a wide range of creative pursuits. I love this. I love it. So that means that she does a lot of different things when it comes to creative pursuits, from performing classical works at Pekin to touring with Chicago's famed Second City, where she performs sketch comedy and improv. Whether making music, creating films, or sketching artwork, Molly's artistic journey is ever evolving with no signs of slowing down, baby. Listen, I'm telling you, if you're going to cook, you better cook. You better cook, baby. No signs of slowing down. And each art form enhances the other. I love that. Yes, indeed. I feel like a judge. Bam. Listen, order in the court. Y'all pay attention. I had a classical background. Now, Molly speaking, she has a classical background. Durant explains she was trained to master works that had already been created. Read sheet music. I mean, she is diverse. She's talented. And she's got it going on. So she reads sheet music. She learns different discipline dynamics, diction, and how to sing various styles to best suit works by other composers. She does it, baby. But I have never, ever even considered writing music myself. This is what she's saying. I have been trained since 9 years old to be a hired gun. Woo-wee, I got chills. I felt that. That was powerful. It wasn't until she toured as an author, as an actor with the Second City. Y'all know Second City here in Chicago. Y'all know Second City. I got to explain that. I always think I got to explain, help people to see where I'm going. So listen, she wasn't until she toured as an actress with Second City performing improv comedy that something clicked. It clicked, baby. And I know that click. I know what she's talking about. Improv taught her how to play and trust her instincts. That ability to let go and create in the moment opened a new world for her. Come on through here, Molly. She started improvisation with music the way she did things, and suddenly songwriting became fun and more natural. Since then, Durant has made songwriting a core part of her artistic life. She performed with bands, including her current project, Lyra and the Light, while her famous focus remains on her solo work as well, where she explores fully embracing her creative independence. She's producing her new own solo album for the time in her career. And I mean, she's howling. This is her first solo album that she is producing in her career. She says it's deeply personal, and she's not thinking about industry standards or trends. Thank God for that, because she got a ballpark winner with Bad Moon Rising. It's about expressing herself authentically. That's what I'm talking about. It's about creating music that feels true to herself and definitely scary. Listen, sometimes you got to do it afraid. She says, definitely scared, but listen, she hitting a home run with Bad Moon Rising. I mean, yesterday I played the song. That gave me chills. I say, woo, the way she was hitting the notes. Listen, she is singing with a shine on her, and you all will agree. It sounds nothing like the original because it is a cover song by CCR, and I mean, she because it standing in her own, you know, authenticity, being original, creative, and she just let go. And I mean, the bird is sailing. She is sailing with this song like nobody's business. So listen, this is Bad Moon Rising. Come on, come on. Howl for me. Female howling. Howl, baby. Howl, 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 howl.
Oh, That song is so perfectly done. Bad Moon Rising. Miss Molly, let me tell you something. It is perfectly done. It is well done. It makes me feel like it's creativity. I don't know how many people have ever thought of this. It's almost like creativity and drama, a skit, a film and television in sound. Can you imagine that? It's like you can feel the dramatics in the music. You can feel the film work in the music. You know, I know that's probably hard for some of y'all to imagine. Have you ever watched, it's just like watching E.T. come on. Remember E.T.? Remember the movie E.T.? Well, when you watch E.T. in the scene, that when he goes across the sky into the moon, it's very dramatic. It's real serene. So what I'm saying is this. Her song is so serene. It's so well done. It's so on point. It's just like you're sitting back, you're listening to the music, and you almost like you feel like you're having a stage play at the same time. It is just so well crafted. You hear what I'm saying? It's so well crafted. She did an outstanding. It is outstanding. Bad Moon Rising is outstanding. It is superlicious good, y'all. And I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Woo, baby. But guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivate.